This is Ethically Speaking with Dean Ritz and Denny Elliott.
A good college education expands our opportunities. And thanks to the federal government's various grants and loan policies, any person who wants to go to college probably can find a way to do so.
Not my niece. She can't take advantage of any of the federal programs.
She makes too much money?
No, not anymore. But she did make money for a few years selling marijuana. But she got caught, so she's not allowed to get federal assistance for college because of her drug conviction.
Well, I see the state's point of view on this one. Why should the government contribute public support for her to go someplace so easy to sell marijuana? It's kind of like funding the enemy in the government's war on drugs.
But don't you think that the government should also be at war with rapists, murderers, child molesters, and those convicted of assault? I mean, none of them are barred from the federal loans or grants.
So, ethically speaking, the problem is consistency.
That's right. Withholding federal funds is either punishment for serious crimes, and ought to apply equally to all serious crimes, or it's meant to keep dangerous people away from our impressionable young adults. But the federal grant drug law applies only to some victimless crimes and affects only those too poor to pay their own tuition.
There's also the question of what result a particular punishment is meant to achieve. There is clear evidence that education gives people socially better alternatives to lives of crime. And ironically, it's a lot cheaper to send someone to college than to pay for their incarceration.
Incarcerate or educate? For what crimes and when?
Give us your view at ethicallyspeaking.org.
Ethically Speaking is co-produced by the University of Montana and the University of South Florida, St. Petersburg, with support from the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California and the Montana Committee for the Humanities. Music by Eric Hutchins.